வணக்கம்.
And now the news in detail. President Hakainde Hichilema has guided the Minister of Justice, Princess Kasune, in consultation with Parliament to defer the ongoing process on Constitution Amendment Bill No. 7 to allow for more consultations with the Zambian people. In a statement, State House Chief Communications Specialist Clayson Hamasaka says the guidance by the President follows further consultations with the Church, Church Mother Bodies and over 30 civil society organizations held at State House on Tuesday where diverse perspectives were shared. He said to ensure stakeholder inputs, the President has guided the Minister of Justice to work closely with the Church, civil society and other stakeholders to review the current roadmap and proposed amendments. Mr. Hamasaka said President Hichilema reaffirms the government's commitment to reviewing the NGO Act and the NGO Bill to safeguard the independence and operations of non-governmental organizations. Voting is still underway in the Lumezi parliamentary by-election, with the Electoral Commission of Zambia indicating a slight delay in announcing final results. The Lumezi district has 88 polling stations, most of which opened at the scheduled time of 06 hours. However, ECZ Chief Electoral Officer Brown Kasaro has confirmed that the last station began voting at 09 hours and that in accordance with the Electoral Process Act, polling stations that open late will have their closing times extended. Our reporter Roland Kalangu is on the ground with this update.
Counting of the votes in the Lumezi parliamentary by-election is underway. The Electoral Commission of Zambia Commissioner Major General Vincent Mukanda, retired, has however updated that the final announcement of the results will be delayed as a result of 5 polling stations, including Mukasanga, Chiombomela, Kimbanzonje and Chasela, whose location is in the valley and that the voting process is still ongoing.
You appreciate that there are those 5 locations which had to be serviced by helicopter. Now, what this means is that, again, the helicopters cannot move at night, so they will have to start bringing them or rolling them back tomorrow morning. So we can only wind up business at the totaling center once all the results are in. So there will be that slight delay in announcing the results.
Meanwhile, Eastern Province Police Commissioner Robertson Mwemba has assured those stakeholders of safety during the counting process.
The voters around the constituency, they are very safe.
Over 4,000 votes had been cast against the over 10,000 registered voters by 14 hours from the 10 out of 88 polling stations that this reporter had monitored. The atmosphere is so far peaceful, but what we do not know is what the counting process will bring ahead of us. Roland Kalangu, Hot FM News, Lumezi District, Eastern Province.
Finance and National Planning Minister Dr. Sumbeko Msokotwane has presented a 33.6 billion kwacha supplementary budget for 2025. Addressing Parliament, Dr. Msokotwane said 11 billion kwacha will go towards dismantling outstanding fuel arrears under loans and investments, while 8.5 billion kwacha is earmarked for constitutional and statutory expenditure. He has added that 6 billion kwacha will support the agriculture sector, with 5.8 billion kwacha allocated for the 2025-2026 farming season under FISIP. Dr. Msokotwane said the Ministry of Community Development will receive 1.9 billion kwacha, including 1.6 billion kwacha for the social cash transfer program. And the minister has also noted that external debt payment obligations have increased following recent agreements under Zambia's debt restructuring process.
The total then stands at 3.6 billion kwacha. Out of the recommended 3.6 billion, 11 billion kwacha, or 32.9%, has been allocated to loans and investments for dismantling of outstanding fuel arrears, while 105 million is meant for disaster mitigation under the Africa Risk Capacity Insurance Program. 8.5 billion, or 23.5% of the supplementary budget, will be dedicated to constitutional and statutory expenditure.
The Tonse Alliance has criticized the government for repeatedly obstructing the burial of former President Edgar Lungu. speaking at a press briefing in Sandton City, South Africa, Alliance spokesperson Sean Tembo said the government has twice delayed the burial, first by failing to honor the family's wishes, and again through a court injunction in South Africa. Mr. Tembo has questioned why the government cannot respect the family's desire to fulfill Mr. Lungu's final wishes. He has added that the prolonged funeral is causing unnecessary pain to the family and urged the government to show compassion.
We can clearly see that both opportunities that the country had and the family had and those of us who love Dr. Edgar Chagwarungu had to put him to rest were undermined by the government of the Republic of Zambia. Firstly, by violating the agreement with the family, and secondly, by approaching the Johannesburg High Court in Pretoria and obtaining an injunction which prevented the funeral from proceeding. Countrymen and women, this prolonged mourning period for the late Dr. Edgar Chagwarungu is a source of continued pain for the family and for those of us who loved and cherished.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
Konkola Copper Mines has commissioned two major community projects under its $1.8 million Integrated Sustainable Livelihoods Program aimed at improving lives in Chingola, Chilavombwe, Kitwe and Nampundwe over 5 years. The project includes Nampundwe's first ever community water reticulation system and the handover of 40 heifers under a livestock pass-on scheme. Speaking at the launch, Central Province Minister Mwabashike Nkulukosa has commended the $39,800 water system, which will benefit over 5,000 residents.
KCM has been a steadfast developmental partner to Zambia, and we deeply value the enduring support and partnership that we continue to enjoy. I have been reliably informed that KCM has rehabilitated 29 functional boreholes in Shibuyunji district, benefiting up to 5,651 people, and installed a 30,000 liters, I'm sure we have seen, 310,000 tanks there, which comes to 30,000 liters capacity for the water reticulation system.
And KCM Chief Operating Officer Malcolm Muet has reaffirmed the company's commitment to ensuring host communities benefit from the region's mineral wealth through impactful projects.
KCM is commissioning the first community water reticulation system in Shibuyunji. The second project is the handover of 40 heifers to a beneficiary group under the livestock pass-on system. The Integrated Sustainable Livelihoods Project is a US$1.8 million KCM program to be executed over 5 years. In partnership with Village Water Zambia, the goal of the program is to contribute to poverty reduction around the KCM mining entities. We are looking to enhance production and productivity of the communities in the four target districts.
The news continues after these messages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The top international news.
29 children who were taking their school exams in the Central African Republic have been killed in a crash after a nearby explosion caused panic, a hospital director told the BBC. Abel Asaye from the Bangui Community School said the blast on the second day of the high school finals on Wednesday occurred at an electricity transformer. Local radio station Deke Luka reported that the noise of the explosion combined with smoke caused alarm among the almost 6,000 students sitting their baccalaureate at a school in the capital, Bangui. The BBC has more.
Kenya's interior minister has condemned the nationwide protests on Wednesday as an attempted coup. Kipchumba Murkomen said the unrest was not a protest, but terrorism disguised as dissent. Amnesty International said at least 16 people were killed. The protests marked the anniversary of last year's deadly anti-tax demonstrations. Iran's supreme leader, Ali Khamenei, has said the United States gained nothing from its attacks on the country's nuclear sites.